Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core, Strength, Resilience, and Balance. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're anything like me, your head feels like a pinball machine sometimes. Thumb. Deadline at work. Thumb. Unexpected traffic. That email that just, ugh, let's not even talk about it. Ever feel like stress and anxiety are just part of the furniture in your life? You know that feeling when you're constantly on edge, like a rubber band stretched to its breaking point? Well, guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. We can totally rewire our brains and learn to handle those pesky feelings with grace. And, spoiler alert, it all starts with embracing the ancient wisdom of Stoicism. Now, before you picture yourself in a toga chanting some weird mantra, let me assure you, Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots. It's actually about living with intention, clarity, and resilience, basically becoming masters of our own inner world. Today, we're diving deep into a Stoic's guide to managing stress and anxiety. Think of this as your personalized toolkit for navigating those stormy seas and emerging calmer, stronger, and more centered than ever before. Ready? Let's get started. First up, remember this. You can only control what you can control. This is like the golden rule of Stoicism. It sounds simple, but it's revolutionary. We spend so much time worrying about things outside our realm of influence, traffic jams, other people's opinions, political dramas, you name it. Instead, focus your energy on what you can control: your thoughts, your actions, and your reactions. Next, practice mindfulness like a boss. Stoics were big on being present in the moment, no dwelling on the past or stressing about the future. Just focusing on this very breath, this very experience. You can do this with simple exercises like taking a few deep breaths when you feel overwhelmed, or paying attention to the sensations of your body as you walk. Reframe your thoughts. This is a game changer. When negative thoughts creep in, challenge them. Are they really true? Is there another way to look at the situation? Stoics believe that our thoughts create our reality, so let's choose to think empowering, positive thoughts, even when things get tough. Cultivate gratitude. Sounds cheesy, right? But seriously, it works wonders. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff: your health, your loved ones, a delicious cup of coffee. You get the idea. Gratitude shifts our focus from what's lacking to what we already have, and that can make a world of difference in managing stress and anxiety. Finally, remember that discomfort is a part of life. It's not something to be avoided at all costs. Stoics believe that embracing challenges and learning from them makes us stronger and more resilient. So the next time you face a tough situation, remember this too shall pass. Okay, let me tell you about my own experience with this last one. Last week, I had this major presentation looming over me. My mind was racing with worries: what if I mess up? What if they don't like it? But then I took a deep breath and remembered what we just talked about. Discomfort is a part of life, and embracing challenges makes us stronger. So I channeled my inner Stoic warrior, focused on delivering the best presentation I could. And guess what? It went amazing. Turns out, facing those fears head-on wasn't so bad after all. Remember, you're capable of handling anything life throws your way. You have the strength within you to manage stress, conquer anxiety, and live a truly fulfilling life. So here's what we've covered. Focus on what you can control, practice mindfulness, reframe negative thoughts, cultivate gratitude, and remember that discomfort is part of the journey. Ready to put these Stoic principles into action? Take a moment right now and think about one thing you can control today. Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths, writing down three things you're grateful for, or reframing a negative thought into a positive one. Let me know what you choose in the comments below. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little Stoic wisdom. See you back here tomorrow for another dose of Build Your Stoic Core. Until then, keep those minds strong and spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.